Tech elites now are recreating this Burning Man thing, you know, inside their own living rooms, and we are seeing what would you call it? Inception of something called soul salons. So very strange. Tech elites who are looking for more than just extra zones in their bank statements. You know, they're finding it in an unlikely place. These so-called songversations, emotion-heavy gatherings that combine philosophical rap sessions with improvised music run by, you know, ukulele strumming strumming songstress who describes herself as a heartist. So these are branded as soul asylums, like the band. Remember from the 90s? No, soul salons. Not quite as cool, but they import the cosmic explorer sensibility of Burning Man's dusty playa into the cozy living rooms of prominent entrepreneurs, where they sing freestyle on topics as diverse as, you know, environmental degradation and heartbreak. So it's kind of like a free jazz equivalent of, you know, an Esalon retreat or something like that. So the tech A-list is a curious place to land for Magic. Yes, it's a real name. This is a person named Magic, 37 years old, who speaks in these soothing tones of massage therapist and divides her time between Cardiff, California and Bali, Indonesia. Now, until a few years ago, she ran a nonprofit for survivors of sexual trauma. But despite her wood nymph aura, or maybe because of it, Magic has found herself in some button-down circles. So in 2016, she performed at the Women Economic Forum in New Delhi and at a star-studded birthday party of her friend Kel Howery, who's a founder of PayPal on Necker Island. So she said, quote, "I don't know if you call this a breakthrough, but I got Peter Thiel to sing along and Elon Musk to smile," end quote. Now, Magic, who seems to approach every topic with a sense of giddy wonder, as if she, you know, just fell in love 5 minutes ago, believes that her appeal is rooted in the spiritual hollowness that so many business elites feel, despite their wealth. Quote, "The finance and tech scene is still riding the waves of hyper-masculine values. Coffee to get through the day, alcohol to wind down, then sleeping pills at night to turn off the mind from all that they have going on. People forget that they are human beings rather than human doings." End quote. Now, this is where the soul salon comes into play, which Magic calls, quote, "a play date for your inner child," end quote, and performs as a gift, you know, she said, although guests are invited to contribute in accordance with the value they feel they received. Now, the salons usually start with a theme, like the emptiness of consumer culture. As key phrases arise, Magic begins, you know, strumming and humming and weaving those lines of dialogue into a melody, and the effect is vaguely akin to like Joni Mitchell performing freestyle rap at Davos. So as the song grows, others join in with musings of their own in kind of like a call and response style. And not every captain of industry can carry a tune, but that's not the point, apparently. You know, Magic has said, quote, "We don't sing to be good, we sing to be free," end quote. Now, Andrew Hewitt, creator of Game Changers 500, which ranks the world's top four benefit businesses, said that he, quote, "witnessed some of the headiest Silicon Valley titans be deeply touched through these experiences," end quote. Quote also says that for people who live most of the time in their head, this feels like magic, actual magic, not magic the person. Now, Magic, the person, is now extending her song beyond Silicon Valley with a 10-city tour, which is a mix of private salons and public events starting at $35, stretching from the summer solstice to the fall equinox. Yeah, those New Agers really like their solstices and equinoxes. What's the proper plural for that? Now, the tour began in New York on June 22nd when 150 people showed up at a Caverner's Galley in Chelsea around 7 p.m., many dressed in flowing tie-dye pants, caftans, and silk head wraps, and a photography show and a talk sponsored by Peace Accelerators took place at the same time. So, you know, Magic looked like she was ready to jam with the Exile on Main Street era Rolling Stones wearing, you know, skin-tight belt bottoms and platforms and admitted to being nervous. She said, quote, "One of the reasons why I do what I do and why I am, honestly, on this planet is to show up with such a level of vulnerability and sincerity and authenticity that it almost gives people permission to let it go for a little while." End quote. Now, whatever the topic, Magic speaks with a faraway sense of wonder. And when the singing commences, Magic, has invited the assembled to sit on a floor in a semicircle where the musician named Elijah Ray droned a mystical tune that called to mind images of saffron robes and singing poles. But as the music swirled, Charles Einstein Eisenstein, a proponent of what he calls sacred economics, talked about the unending human injury to Mother Earth. He said, quote, "If you knew she could feel, would you stop?" Now, when his monologue wound down, Magic rose and began a Nora Jones-style ballad, picking up phrases from Eisenstein's talk. Quote, "If we believed..." This is from the song. She sang this in kind of like a jazz scat kind of thing. That me, and the river were the same. Would it change my ways? End quote. Now, at first, the audience sat silently, seemingly puzzled, but slowly people began to clap their hands and sway to the beat, and a man in a floppy hat and wizard-like robe began to gyrate around the dance floor, apparently. And one observer has said, it's Burning Man in Chelsea. So, these are the same type of people that say they're not religious or they're spiritual, but they're not religious or, something like that. A lot of them kind of act like they don't have time for God or spirituality, but they have time for this stuff, which more worships the self over, any kind of deity or the earth or something like that. Usually it's something like that. But I guess to each his own, but I think the claim that, just because you're rich doesn't mean that you have any spirituality is wrong. It's just a lot of times it gets funneled into stuff like this. So, weird story, interesting story. I'd love to know what you think about it. But yeah, so these soul salons are thriving in our what would you call it? Maybe a post-Christian America, where Christianity seems to be dwindling down and this kind of new age stuff is rising up. Now, there is a very important reason that I bring up this story, which will become abundantly clear in a couple of months. I can't say anything about it, but I can say I'm involved in a project that I'm excited to release. It's going to blow people's minds. No one even knows that this is going on right now. The people that are involved with it do, but it's just about done. Actually, it is done. It's just in the final phases of completion, and people will have to stay tuned to Skywatch TV to see what this is all about, but you won't regret it, and this story is just kind of a clue, of what it is, so I'll tease it out through there.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.